Hello and welcome to Omoluabi Podcast, where African proverbs meet biblical wisdom. My name is Anu, and with me today is
Joseph Kolawoleola. Hello everyone, it's good to be here.
Today's proverb is about patience, and I would invite Joseph to tell us the proverb and its meaning, and both of us will share our interpretation of it.
Okay, the proverb goes thus. Pipe ni yo pe, akololo akpe baba. Pipe ni yo pe, akololo akpe baba. And the literal translation of that is that it may take long, it may take a while, it may take a long while, but the stammerer will eventually manage to say papa or baba. Baba is papa, is father. So in other words, it may take a long while, but the stammerer will eventually be able to say papa. That's the proverb.
Okay.
What comes to your mind first, Anu?
I just thought maybe I shouldn't have said it's on patience. I should have said it's on perseverance. Is that different, do you think? To be patient and to persevere.
Yeah.
Which one?
There is kind of a difference between the two. I think perseverance eventually bats patience. It's like two sides of a coin. Patience in the King James Version, you find words like long suffering. But perseverance is more like you continue to do something in spite of, you are not getting the result, but you keep at it, you keep right. at it, you keep at it. So, but of course, for you to continue to keep at it, you must be able to build patience, or you must. So it's they go together, basically.
Okay, thank you very much. So, how do we bring the Bible into this proverb? Like, what's your first thought when you saw it?
My first thought is to visualize it. Besides the commonality, so this is one of those proverbs or sayings that are really very popular
In Nigeria, within the Yoruba
worldview. I'm literally singing the proverb in my mind because I've heard it in many songs. That's from Tope Alabi. And there are many other, I can imagine, Yoruba songwriters that have used that particular line. But I'm visualizing the picture of someone that actually stammers, and I could remember I had a classmate that had a bad stammer, and how unfairly we used to just, you know, make fun of him, or like, yeah, we pass all these remarks that were supposed to be catching fun, but there's nothing really fun about stammering, especially when it becomes really embarrassing and you are not able to get out the words as much as you actually know what you want to say, but you're unable to say it just because of some disability. And so that's making me reflect more on it's making me, the proverb is taking on life rather than just the words. That yes, indeed, there are some people that do stammer and they have a huge difficulty getting words out, not because they don't know what they want to say, but because of some limitation they can't help. But as the proverb is saying, with perseverance, they keep going on and on and on and on. Eventually they get what they want to say said. In this case, they get to say papa. Simple as papa is, baba. I mean, that's one of the easiest words to say, but a stammerer will still struggle with that. But this proverb is saying, even at that, keep going, keep at it, you're gonna get there.
That's good.
What comes to mind for you?
Yeah, whilst you were talking, I just thought to myself, it's almost similar to when someone is talking and you're completing their words. Like, say, for example, if you're having a conversation with someone and they're trying to find a particular word, but then you just jump in and say the word, and you can see the disappointment in their face, like, let me finish what I want to say. So that's just normal conversation.
Not all of them will have a disappointment in it. Some people will feel relieved. That, oh yeah, thanks for helping me, that's exactly the word I'm looking for. But some others will feel like
No, I think what I mean is finishing people's words for them. We often do it with people that we think needs our help, but mm-hmm. most times they may not need our help.
Absolutely.
But like most stammerers, when you're talking to them, we kind of lack the impatience to let them finish what they want to say and then jump in. So the person is there saying ba 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 ba, I will just say ba ba, and you will see that they will still defiantly try to continue saying it, and once they're able to say it, there's this victory on their face, like yes, I got it. And it brings me to how we relate to our children sometimes. Like as they grow, they have their own peculiar I don't know, God is dealing with them in their own peculiarities, but most times want to like hasten the growth. So your child is maybe you're doing devotions with them, and they're trying to tell you their point from the devotion, but because the time is going and it's almost time for school runs, you just finish everything for them. So don't worry, just listen. And then like I think being impatient with communication sometimes stops intimacy. So I'm looking at it from the perspective of the stammerer now. So we know that eventually they will get there. But in our daily lives, in our day-to-day interaction with other people, we should try to give them space to grow, to finish their baba, to finish it themselves, rather than jumping in to help, especially when they haven't asked for help.
Unsolicited advice. Thank you. And yeah, I think that ties into the same line of reasoning I was processing the proverb through. The biblical tangent that stood out to me is Ecclesiastes 3. The very first verse says, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. And of course then it goes on to expatiate on all those kind of times and seasons. There's a timing factor to the proverb that it may take a long while, but eventually the person that stammers will be able to say something as simple as papa or father or daddy, as the case may be. So there is a time, and if it's not happening now, doesn't mean that, you know, that's the end of the world. The same chapter, by the time you then get to verse 11, says it makes all things beautiful in its own time. So that's the first thing that came to mind. The other thing that comes to mind is also the whole idea of the limitation, the blessings of limitations, the blessings of what you could call a disability, the blessings of some seeming incompetence. In this case, stammering, but of course, in life, that can look like anything, really. When God in his sovereignty limits our quote-unquote talents, our abilities, our capacities, such that we are not able to freely express the things we would love to freely express, even when we think we already know it or whatever that might look like. And that can be frustrating, but that's one of the tools God uses to then build patience in us, build fruits of the Spirit, especially such fruits like long-suffering, like patience, like perseverance. They come into development and fruition when we are limited, whatever that limitation may be. And the last thing that comes to mind as well, drawing on those two things, the time factor, the disability or limitation factor, is then the issue of failure. Because the thing with stammering, or in this case, you know, you have to continue repeating something again and again. And the reason why you are repeating it is because you fail the first time, and you do it again, and you fail again, and you do it again, and you fail again, until eventually you master it and you're able to do it. And again, the thing about stammering is that the fact that you said a word now doesn't mean you'll be able to say it again in the next breath or in the next. So in other words, it validates failure as a part of life, basically. To say, and that's okay. It's okay to not get it now. It's okay to get it today, and then tomorrow you still don't get it, and then you have to go back again day after tomorrow to be able to get it. So life is just ups and downs, ups and downs. I think God designed it intentionally that way, so that we can continue to look like Jesus, increase in Christ likeness, and continually depend on Him, remembering that without Him, we can do nothing.
Okay.
Any concluding thoughts, words, as we wrap up the episode?
So I'd shared earlier about patience with other people's growth. We also have to be patient with ourselves and our growth. We shouldn't, like, the Proverbs, it kind of encourages you to appreciate where you are, because there's an eventuality, there's an outcome, and it will be positive. So this reminds me of Habakkuk 2:3, where he says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. The vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So that's what that's the message that I can see from the proverb, to say that we have a God who sees us.
Indeed,
He sees what we are doing. But our own duty, our own responsibility is to remain consistent. The stammerer does not stop from the first bah, or from the first person that cuts in to want to finish their sentence. But they persevere, they continue at it until they have an outcome. So in our own lives as well, whatever season of life we're in, we should stay on track, because it will surely come and it will not tarry.
Thank you very much. And thanks everyone for tuning in for this particular episode. We hope to come your way again sometime soon, to pick on another proverb and unpack it together. And we hope you will join us in the ride. But till then, remain an
Omoluabi. God bless. Bye for now.